From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Representatives of the U.S. State Department were in Little Rock Monday to celebrate the close of the first in the nation Declaration of Learning pilot program. In some ways, it's the culmination of an effort set in motion by then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in early 2013. Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media reports.
Ann Minotti is a senior advisor for education in the State Department's diplomatic reception rooms. And she and director Marcy Craighill noticed tour groups of students, they get solemn around the Treaty of Paris desk. The Treaty of Paris, that's the treaty that ended the Revolutionary War.
They would stop talking, they would stop texting, they would just stand there. And it was just this moment. And Marcy and I looked at each other and we thought, how can we capture that moment?
Between then and now, 26 teachers from around Arkansas were given resources from big national institutions like the Smithsonian and Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in order to teach civic engagement using historical artifacts and primary sources. One teacher recreated the Constitutional Convention of 1787.
We're actually collaborating with them and we're saying we have historical art and objects that can bring what you teach to life and you know how to teach. So together, let's dance.
Arkansas was picked for the pilot because it closely resembles the economic and cultural diversity in the nation at large. Susan Youngblood said this kind of programming helps expand the small world of her Manila high school students.
There was not diversity at Manila. And so exposing them to some of the art pieces, and talk about the Japanese internment, talk about segregation, talk about Central High School, talk about a lot of those things like that was just an opener for all of them. And it was awesome to see the response.
The celebration comes after several days of teachers confronting civics and incivility in their own classrooms. Jenna Brush is an English teacher at Jacksonville Lighthouse Charter School College Prep Academy.
I experienced several cases of students in tears, very upset, not understanding what's going to happen. We do have several students who are here in our country illegally. One student who made a comment along the lines of, well, you won't be here by the time semester exams roll around, so why do you care?
The Arkansas pilot received large contributions from First Quality Enterprises and the Arkansas Community Foundation's Bridge Fund grant. The state of Nevada has already signed on to be the second in the nation Declaration of Learning state in 2017. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Bobby Ampazon in Little Rock.